Save big on all your back-to-school needs, all in the Kroger app. Get three-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $3.99 a pound with your card. Then get Oreo cookies, Chips Ahoy, or Kool-Aid jammers for $1.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
By the way, the guy in Scotland who was at Royal Troon and out at St. Andrews is Cody, our UPS driver, apparently, for the station.
Whoa.
Cody.
Whoa.
Texted back in. He went to the Open Championship yesterday, and he's today at St. Andrews in Scotland.
I wonder how far away that is.
From here?
From where they played the first show.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. I can't be that far away. Scotland's not that huge of a country.
You mentioned you're going to St. Elmo's.
In Indianapolis for media days, Wednesday night.
Wednesday night. St. Elmo's is an example of a place that lives up to its hype.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, there's some places, you know, and I'm not going to name them, that you hear about, then you go and it's not, you're like, okay, that's good, but not, doesn't freak you out. St. Elmo's.
It's delightful.
And everything about it, not only the food, but the atmosphere's big time, right? You feel like you're in a big time place.
They warned me about the shrimp cocktail. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, it's just shrimp. I mean, that sauce, it will make you cry.
Yeah,
it is,
it will.
That spicy. Well, it's like horseradish in that.
You got to be ready for it. So if you're ready for it, it's fine. But the food is tremendous. It delivers every time. You're going. I don't know that we'll go. I don't know that the Husker Online crew is going there or not. I don't know that. It depends, I guess, what time we get there tomorrow. See, we go to El Toro, a Mexican place downtown.
Yeah, I went there with you last year.
Yeah,
for one. Yeah, the 1 day.
Yeah, you came. Yeah, you came. Yeah,
you and Robin and Sean and
right. Greg.
Greg was there.
Yeah.
Greg was there. Yeah.
So you
had a massive margarita.
Yes, a pineapple mezcal margarita. A pineapple mezcal. The critical ingredient is the mezcal. It makes it smoky. Takes the sweetness out of it.
It is smoky,
isn't it? Yeah.
So that'll be fun. St. Elmo's. By the way, shout out to First Rate Ag and Holdridge, good people. Parker and Chris. They're a full service ag retailer offering everything from crop protection to lawn fertilizer. Been around for 25 years in business. Please reach out at 308-995-8327 or go to firstrateag.com. Saw some coach rankings. You love lists. You love rankings.
I do.
And as you know, your boy, Jim Harbaugh, is back in the NFL. Where would he stack up in the coach rankings ahead of this football season? Well,
give it to me.
CBS Sports puts him at number 7.
Who? Give me the top 10, please.
I will right now. Let me pull it up. I got it on my phone. Hang on. Oh, locked on me. Okay, number 1, deservedly so, is Andy Reid.
Would anybody threaten that?
Who would push back in that and say it differently? He's won 3 out of the last 5 championships in the NFL. He's the best coach in football. Number 2, you could probably argue this if you wanted to, Sean McVay of the Rams. Great coach. I love Sean McVay, and he did well last year with an injured roster and made the playoffs.
Two
for Sean McVay. Number 3, like this one too, Kyle Shanahan, Niners. Great coach. Has not won the big game yet, but he's coached them to 2 Super Bowl losses to the Chiefs, the Niners. Okay. Number 4 is John Harbaugh, Ravens. Great coach.
God, Harbaugh. Couldn't you not nudge him ahead of one of those other guys?
He's at the worst a top 5 coach. He's number 4. Number 5, this is per CBS Sports, the rankings. Matt LaFleur, Packers. Last year, supposed to be a rebuilding year for the Packers. They instead make the playoffs and win a game in the playoffs and nearly beat the Niners to go to the championship game, the NFC title game. But he's number 5. Great coach, Matt LaFleur. Number 6, Mike Tomlin, the longtime head coach of the Steelers. And number 7, your boy, Jim Harbaugh.
Two Harbaughs in the top 7. And you could make a case that John's underrated in that one, right?
Yeah, he could.
Jim
at 4, yeah.
Jim could ascend quickly. Could there be a scenario soon where the Harbaughs are number one and two on the list?
Sure.
It could happen.
Andy Reid's tough to top, though.
Yeah,
he's got three out of five titles at this point.
It'll be difficult.
Jim Harbaugh, by the way, if you forgot his success, his record in the pros, 44-19-1. 5-3 in the playoffs.
Yeah, he should be. He's seven's deserved. Eight.
Number eight is Dan Campbell with the Lions. Made the NFC title game with Detroit. You had to put him high in this list.
I guess.
You have to.
1 year, though, right?
He's been there. This is his fourth year.
I know, but it's just one really good year.
Well,
yeah.
His second year, they started off, I think, 1-7. And then they ended the year like 8-9, something like that. So they had a good comeback there.
I'm okay with Campbell at eight. It strikes me as a little high.
Okay. Then we have Sean McDermott of the Bills, number nine.
Okay.
Consistent playoff team. Wins the East all the time. And number 10 would be Kevin Stefanski of the Browns.
Okay.
Last year, he did a great job because Deshaun Watson was never healthy, never good when he was healthy. And they go through P.J. Walker. They had Joe Flacco got him to the playoffs at 39 years old. He wasn't playing the first part of the year. Was retired, basically. So he did a great job with the pieces that were injured in that team. Stefanski to make the playoffs, lose to the Texans in the first round.
And where's that funny little guy that coaches your team?
I'm glad you asked. He's number 11. Just Jeez. Outside the top 10. You love Mike McDaniel. You love him.
McDaniel is 11? What do they say about him?
They say, like his quarterback, Tua Tagovailoa, McDaniel is suddenly under some pressure to come up big in key spots, which is justified considering the unmatched track speed his offense possesses. Still, it's important to remember how much and how quickly his timing-based attack vaulted Tua and company into MVP discussions. Two postseason tickets with 2 years suggest he's here to stay as a head man.
Man, that's
the CBS Sports rundown.
I love him as an offensive coordinator. Love him. Head coach, don't get it. I don't know that you'll ever...
If he wins a couple games in the playoffs.
I'm just going to say, I don't know that you'll ever go deep in the playoffs with him.
Well,
because he's going to get matched against guys that are extraordinary coaches, like Harbaugh. Is he ever going to catch him on a bad day? Is he ever going to beat Harbaugh?
I don't know, but I'd be ecstatic. How would I be the next day
of
the show?
Of course you'd be ecstatic, but you got to be grounded in reality here.
Can you imagine me on the show the next day? If they won a playoff game for the first time in 24 years,
they're going to win a playoff game.
Well, that's what I want.
They're going to win a playoff game. Are they going to go deep in the playoffs, though, with him as the head coach? I believe it when I see it. It becomes critical. The coaching becomes critical. We saw it with McDaniel when he froze up on the sideline in Buffalo.
He did.
When he froze, Ben.
That was his first year.
Just got serious. But he froze. He choked.
He was vaping.
Not vaping. I don't think
he was vaping.
Was he vaping?
He definitely was vaping.
Was he definitely?
Oh, yeah, he was vaping for
Why
sure.
How was he vaping?
Oh, just being a dude. Staying warm. A couple others of note you might be curious about before we get to the game show. Number 14 is Zach Taylor of the Bengals, former Husker quarterback. 14.
Okay.
Behind Mike McDaniel.
Hey, I got to tell you.
He's coached in a Super Bowl before.
I got to tell you. I'd take Zach Taylor over Mike McDaniel every day of the week. Every single day of the week.
He has coached in a Super Bowl and lost a tight game there.
Why would he be ranked behind McDaniel, Jake?
I don't know.
He's been in the title game.
And Joe Burrow got hurt last year. That wasn't his fault. That wasn't his fault.
It's curious.
If you're curious who's dead last, Dennis Allen of the Saints is dead last in terms of the coaching rankings. Mm. What do you think about Nick Sirianni being 15th with the Eagles?
High. I
think that's high for him?
Yeah.
He's a consistent playoff team.
Mm-hmm.
They're 2-3 in the playoffs. They did make the Super Bowl with him and lost, but...
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Save big money at Menards. Never get locked out from lost keys again. Menards carries a huge selection of electronic lock sets. Get a TrueBolt touchscreen deadbolt that features one-touch locking and 50 programmable user codes. Available in matte black or satin nickel finishes, on sale now through September 8th at Menards. America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction, according to J.D. Power. Visit jdpower.com for details and menards.com for deals.
Save big money at Menards.
Seems high. Seems like he lost it last year.
Anybody you're curious about?
No. Didn't it seem like Sirianni lost his way last year?
Yeah, well, they had a great start, and then they faded out.
And Sirianni was under heavy pressure.
They lost, I think, to the Bucks in the first round.
I'm surprised that you're surprised that he's 15. I thought lower on Sirianni.
I think 15th probably where he belongs.
Where's McCarthy?
Mike McCarthy was at number... Sorry, I just saw him. Was number 17.
Okay.
Sean Payton at 18 with the Broncos. He gave up 70 points to Miami last year.
Payton,
7-0.
He's a Super Bowl winning coach, and he is at what?
Number 18.
That's low. Isn't that low for Payton?
Well, he didn't have a great first year.
Won a Super Bowl.
His career record is 160-98. Very good.
Ben, he's low. That's low. 18 is way too low.
His first year indicated he might not be good anymore.
They don't
have a quarterback this year. They got Bo Nix out there.
That's not his problem.
It's not his problem.
No, it's not his fault.
That is his problem.
It's not his fault.
He chased away Russell Wilson. That's his own problem.
Are you really okay with Sean Payton being 18?
I am.
Really?
Current day Sean Payton, yeah.
Yeah, Ben thinks higher.
Sean Payton made some big mistakes last year as a head coach. Remember he gave up 70 points to Miami? 7-0.
I remember him
winning the Super Bowl. They almost broke an NFL record against him.
How many coaches in that league have won a Super Bowl right now?
A few. Just a few.
Not many.
There you go. There's your rate. There's your CBS Sports.
You can't
rankings.
Win a Super Bowl and be ranked that low. That's a problematic list. You would honestly take McDaniel over Payton? If you lined him up.
Yeah, they did line up. He put 70 points on him this past year. Thank you very much.
Would you take Payton? You would take McDaniel over Payton, honestly?
I just saw.
It's one game. It's a one-off. If we're going to do that, really, are we going to do that? Because I could give you some examples of one-offs, coaches.
Sean Payton needs a Drew Brees in his life.
He needs a Drew Brees. You can't just do a one-off.
Sean Payton needs a Drew Brees. Without Drew Brees, you saw he was very average last year. Very bad last year. Those two headed off, and he had put up 70 points on him. So, yeah, I will put them against each other.
Good God. You cannot tell me with a straight face you take Mike McDaniel over Sean Payton as your head coach. You can't say that. I don't believe it. You're being loyal.
Sean Payton of 10 years ago? Yes. Sean Payton today? No. See how Sean Payton bounces back in year two, because year one was really bad. Really bad. Really bad for Sean Payton.
Yeah, I mean... Coaches have bad years.
Yeah, we had a really bad one coming back. Let's play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-568-5. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. This will be, we only have two game shows this week. We don't do it on the road in Indy because I can't take phone calls on that device.
This is it, really?
So we'll have one today. We'll have one Friday.
Interesting.
We'll still give away bagels on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday via... Actually, we could. I can't hear the phone call when I'm out there, so we can't do it tomorrow either.
Okay.
Wow. Today's topic is NFL tight ends. What teams these guys play for?
Okay.
464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!" No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
464-5685. Call the next sip down in trivia. No lifeline today. It's you versus the caller.
No Bill.
No Bill to help out.
What Bill's doing? Probably, I think he's already fishing.
Probably fishing. He's an early morning guy. He's sleeping.
He is. You're right.
Yeah, I bet Duke's an early morning guy also.
Yeah, they're
They've
not
been on the water
then.
For like 2 hours.
Yeah,
and he's probably
they're not this sleeping.
By the way, the record is 106-85. You were 3-2 last week. The reset comes next Thursday. Ready for that?
Yeah.
Next Thursday, the reset hits.
It's big. That's big.
Alex, how do you feel about NFL tight ends today?
Not great.
Doesn't feel very good. Sip, how about you? Do you feel okay about that?
Not great. Same. Evenly matched game here.
And no lifeline. So let's get to it. Alex, first question goes to you. What team does tight end Sam Laporta play for?
The Lions.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Yeah,
didn't know that one. Boy, hey. Laporte is a horse, isn't he?
From Iowa, yep. He's a stud.
Yeah, he's a stud. I mean, he was such a stud that he was their third-string quarterback going into the bowl game his last year. Laporta.
Third-string
quarterback.
Good start for his NFL career. Sip, first question down 1-0. What team does tight end Dallas Goedert play for? He went to South Dakota State, by the way. Second-round draft pick by these guys a couple years ago.
Oh, you're giving me hints.
Not really. Just saying where he went to school.
Seattle.
If I gave you a hint, it didn't work out very well. Do you want that one, Alex, or not? Dallas Goedert.
Yeah, that'd be the Eagles.
Brilliant!
Ben just held up the grease board.
This is sad, he said.
This is sad.
To make sure he didn't sign somewhere else, by the way. I thought he might have went somewhere else to free agency.
Ooh, Dallas, we could have a problem here.
Let me make it from us real quick. Yep, he's still Eagles. We're good to go.
Okay.
So, I wrote that without checking that yesterday.
So he plays ahead of that former Nebraska player.
Yes, that would be... How do we forget? You put me on the spot. Yeah. Jack Stoll.
Jack Stoll.
Hey, Jack Stoll.
Jack Stoll. Yeah. Good job. He plays for them, though.
He does. This is for the win, Alex, up 2-0. Last question. What team does tight end Jake Ferguson play for?
Oh, I do know that. I do.
I'd be the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Brilliant!
And that's a resounding sweep to begin the week.
I did know Ferguson.
Alex, we get your bagels. Nice win. Calling on the road. Nice win today.
My daughter has something to tell you here.
Oh, okay.
Shut up,
Cinco! Wow, that was good.
That was good.
That was good.
Thank
good
you, Alex.
Job.
Well done. To the daughter.
God, she is.
That was loud.
She had coffee or something.
She did.
That was.
She had energy.
She got after that. Good job by Alex. Good job by his daughter. I did know Ferguson's Barry Alvarez's grandson. Ferguson's really good, and Goddard's really good. Those are you name some great tight ends.
Just like McDaniel's a great head coach, Mike McDaniel had a Sean Payton.
Just so you understand, I don't think he's a bad head coach.
Sounds like you do.
No.
He's a great offensive coach. Of him.
And he's a very. I would not. He's not my style. He's a very good offensive coach. But man, if you're getting deep into playoffs against guys like McDermott, against guys like Harbaugh, good luck.
It gets a little scary. You want to play those games in Miami if you can, not on the road. Your last question though that you lost was what team does tight end Pat Freiermuth play for?
From Freiermuth,
former Penn State.
Yeah, I remember him. I don't know who he plays for. Atlanta.
How about the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Yeah, I should have known that.
And tiebreaker, Bill's not here, so this is for you. How many tight ends had 800-plus receiving yards last year in the NFL?
Okay, 800-plus. I'll say 8.
Seven.
Ooh.
Seven. That's a good guess.
Good guess.
Seven players. I think 2 over 1,000. That was it. So,
Ben, once again, sharp criticism.
What? You missed it by one. He's criticizing your number.
No, he was criticizing my performance in the game show. This is sad, he said. This is sad.
What else is new? You're 103, 106 and 86 now. I mean, what else? Is that sad?
Nope. And this is it. This is it till Friday.
That's right. No game show tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday. We will give away a business box of bagels. It will not be a loss for you. It'll just be a contestant that does that. Ben will take care of that for us, but...
801.
Spillover's next, an early break in the ticket.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on all your back-to-school needs, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $3.99 a pound with your card. Then get Oreo cookies, Chips Ahoy, or Kool-Aid jammers for $1.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.